from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. After years of deriding the U.S. war in Afghanistan as a, quote, complete waste, President Trump at this hour is expected to explain why he now believes it is in the best interest of the United States to remain committed to the South Asian country in an evening address from a military base outside Washington planned for this hour. The president is likely to announce the deployment of several thousand additional American troops to Afghanistan as part of a wider shift in strategy. Trump's decision follows a months-long policy review of the now 16-year-long conflict, which has become the longest U.S. war ever. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a, quote, much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are still missing, 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain suffering significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. This is U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis speaking with reporters.
I also fully support the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson's efforts right now. He has put together a broader inquiry to look into these incidents and to determine any of the causal factors, to determine what's going on, both immediate contributors to this incident, but also any related factors. And once we have those facts, we'll share them with you.
This is VOA News. Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of a deadly van that attacked people in Barcelona, Spain, on Thursday. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yonis Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards. It's about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Police say they shot the man after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. The head of the International Committee of the Red Cross says the warring factions in South Sudan and the country's neighbors must leave no stone unturned as they try to find a political solution to the now 3.5-year-long civil war in South Sudan. He recently wrapped up his visit to the country and to neighboring Uganda. Halima Athumani has the story for VOA from Kampala.
Peter Maher has visited conflict zones around the world, including Syria and Yemen. The International Committee of the Red Cross president paints a grim picture of what he has just seen in South Sudan. Maher visited refugee settlements in northern Uganda and planned to meet Monday with Ugandan president and regional heavyweight Yoweri Museveni.
President Museveni knows himself what to do. And if we come to the conclusion that there is no military solution to the problem, you better reinforce and redouble your efforts at the political side. And we have to have credible, inclusive national dialogue.
Museveni's role in regional mediation efforts in the past has been controversial, with the SPLA in opposition rebels accusing him of backing the government of Salva Kiir. But the few precursors to potential talks that have taken place recently have been held in Uganda, and some groups in the conflict think Museveni could use his influence to mediate an end to the violence. Halima Athmani for VOA News in Kampala.
The United States will stop the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia beginning Wednesday until September 1st. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the move is due to the Russian government's imposed cap on its staff levels. Millions of people across the United States watched a rare total solar eclipse. It darkened the skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon and caused the temperature to drop significantly as the moon covered the sun. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories anytime from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.